This is Dr. Olivero dictating on December the 27, 2022. The name of the patient is Colin Furness. The last name is F, like in Foxtrot, U, like in uniform, R, like in Roger, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, S, like in Sierra, S, like in Sierra. First name, C-O-L-I-N. Colin. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that has been following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. We don't have a kidney biopsy. When the patient was established in the practice, he already had deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine was about 2, and there was no significant proteinuria. We didn't pursue the idea of a kidney biopsy at that time. The patient has most likely nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and we think that the uric acid has to do something with this nephrosclerosis. The most recent laboratory workup, the serum creatinine went down from 2.4 to 2.2, and the estimated GFR from 25 to 30. The albumin creatinine ratio is 337, which is significant, and in the protein creatinine ratio is 631, that is fairly stable. He has been between 500 and 600. Period. Oh, he is not a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitor or the administration of finerenone. F-I-N-E-R-O-N-E. Because of the decrease in the GFR. Period. The urine assessment, trace of protein, and is not active. Number 2, hyperuricemia. The chlortalidone was decreased to 3 times a week. He's taking allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. The uric acid is reported 6.5, which is the lowest he has been, and he's going to continue working. He has decreased the protein intake significantly, period. The minute we notice that there is either relapse of the gout or elevation of the uric acid, we are going to order the Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A, period. Following number, the patient has a history of bladder cancer. We are going to order a PSA for the next appointment. Following number, history of coronary artery disease that is stable. Following number, continuous and frequent diarrhea that is evaluated by Dr. Ferretti, period, in the transabdominal ultrasound. There was a cystic lesion in the pancreas. Dr. Ferretti is going to do an endoscopic ultrasound to clarify the situation. The patient is taking pancreatic enzymes and he's feeling much better. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, elevation of the PTH that is not getting any worse. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. We discuss at length all the entities and what is going on with the kidney function, uric acid, arteriosclerotic process, pancreatic process, diarrhea, etc. Period. Paragraph. We invested in the review of the chart 10 minutes and in the face-to-face conversation 20 minutes. The patient and documentation was 7 minutes. He will be back after 3 months.